All right, so you guys have sent in a ton of stuff about steroids and training and how to adjust workouts and all that, and
Yeah.
it's a pretty fascinating area, and
Oh, yeah.
we're gonna dive into that today.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we're looking at how these compounds, these anabolic steroids that people are, curious about
Right.
how they actually affect the body and how that changes the way you train.
Yeah, we're not giving medical advice or anything like
Yeah,
that.
no.
This is purely informational.
Right, we're looking at what the sources are saying.
Yeah, and what you sent in is it's basically like a bunch of frequently asked questions, right?
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah.
Which is really cool because it kind of cuts to the chase, you know.
Yeah.
And the main thing that jumps out from this is how profoundly these substances can alter the body's ability to recover and build muscle.
That's really the core of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to think that, you know, you might be able to train in ways that would be impossible
Well,
naturally. So,
the whole landscape of your training changes.
yeah, so let's get into it. I guess the first thing to really understand is this concept of enhanced recovery.
Yeah, that's the foundation of everything else because when you're using steroids, your body is able to repair muscle tissue at a much faster rate.
Okay, so instead of waiting, you know, the typical 2 or 3 days for a muscle group to recover,
Right.
you could potentially be back in the gym sooner.
Exactly. Yeah, the sources suggest that recovery window can be significantly shortened.
Wow. Okay, so what does that actually mean in terms of like how often you can work out?
Well, it means you can train more frequently. And that has a lot of implications for your routine.
Okay, so like instead of doing, you know, a classic bro split where you hit one muscle group a day,
Right.
you might be able to do more full body workouts.
Yeah. Or you could do a split routine, but train each muscle group more often.
So like hitting chest twice a week or even three
Yeah.
times a week.
Potentially. Yeah. I mean, it really depends on the individual and how they respond, but the sources definitely indicate that higher frequency is possible.
Okay. That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
But there's a caveat here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, even with enhanced recovery, you can still overtrain.
Right.
You have to listen to your body.
Yeah, if you're constantly sore and fatigued, you know, you got to back off a bit.
Exactly. You don't want to push yourself to the point of injury.
Okay, so we've talked about training frequency. What about training volume?
Right. So volume refers to the total amount of work you're doing in a given workout or over the course of a week.
Okay, and how does that change with steroids?
Well, because you're recovering faster, you can handle a higher volume of training.
So like more sets per exercise.
Yeah, or more exercises per muscle group.
Or even longer workouts.
Potentially.
Yeah. Okay, and all of this ties back to protein synthesis, right?
Exactly. Steroids increase protein synthesis, which means your body is better able to repair and build muscle tissue.
So you're breaking down more muscle, but you're also rebuilding it faster.
Right.
Okay, so higher volume is possible. What about training intensity?
So intensity refers to how hard you're pushing yourself during your workouts.
Okay.
And steroids can definitely increase your capacity to lift heavier weights and work closer to failure.
So you might be able to use a higher percentage of your one rep max.
Yeah, for example, if you were previously training with 70% of your one rep max, you might now be able to handle 80% or even more.
Okay, but the sources are really clear about the importance of gradual progression, right?
Absolutely. You don't want to jump into using super heavy weights all of a sudden.
Yeah, you could get hurt.
Right. You need to increase the weight gradually as your body adapts.
And proper form is still crucial, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You don't want to sacrifice form just to lift heavier.
Right, you got to make sure you're actually working the target muscles.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about frequency, volume, intensity. What about rep ranges and exercise selection?
Right. So do steroids change the basic principles of muscle growth?
Yeah.
Well, the sources suggest that the core principles still apply.
Go ahead.
Like the 6-12 rep range is still considered optimal for hypertrophy,
Right.
and lower rep ranges are still good for strength development.
So it's not like you suddenly have to throw out everything you know about training.
No, not at all.
Okay.
What changes is your body's ability to respond to those principles.
Gotcha.
And the sources also emphasize the importance of compound exercises.
Right, like squats, deadlifts, bench presses.
Exactly. Those movements are still crucial for overall development.
Okay, so the principles stay the same, but you're able to apply them more effectively.
Right.
Okay, so we've covered training pretty extensively. What about nutrition?
Right. Nutrition becomes even more important when you're using steroids.
Why is that?
Well, because you're recovering faster and building muscle at an accelerated rate, your body needs more nutrients to support that growth.
Okay, so protein intake is key.
Absolutely. You need to make sure you're getting enough protein to fuel muscle protein synthesis,
Right.
and your overall calorie intake needs to be sufficient as well.
So you're basically eating more to support the increased demands of training.
Exactly. If you're not eating enough, you're going to limit your progress.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What about recovery strategies like deload weeks and active recovery?
Those are still important even with enhanced recovery.
Really?
Yeah, because even though your muscles might be recovering faster, your central nervous system, your joints, your tendons, they all need time to adapt as well.
So you could be overtraining those systems without realizing it. Okay, so planned deload weeks are still a good idea.
Absolutely. You want to give your body a chance to fully recover and rebuild.
And what about active recovery?
Active recovery can also be beneficial. Things like light cardio stretching, foam rolling.
Right.
It helps improve blood flow and reduce soreness without putting too much stress on your body.
Okay, so even though you're recovering faster, you still need to be smart about managing your overall recovery.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about the potential downsides of getting too aggressive with your training.
Right.
The sources mention that there's an increased risk of injury if you push too hard too soon.
Yeah, that's a big one.
What kind of injuries are we talking about?
Well, muscle strains, tears, tendonitis, ligament sprains, things like that.
Okay, and why is the risk of injury higher when you're using steroids?
Well, because your muscles are able to recover and grow faster than your tendons and ligaments.
So your muscles might be ready for more weight, but your connective tissues aren't.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about ignoring pain and fatigue?
That's another big no-no.
Yeah.
Just because you can push through pain doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Pain is a signal that something is wrong and you need to listen to your body.
Okay, so it's really important to be cautious and to progress gradually.
Absolutely. And it's also important to remember that everyone responds differently to steroids. What works for one person might not work for another.
So you really need to individualize your approach.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been really informative. It's clear that steroids can have a profound impact on training, but it's not just about throwing everything out the window and going crazy.
Right.
You still need to be smart about your training. You need to listen to your body, and you need to be aware of the risks.
Absolutely.
Now, if you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you could do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Yeah, this has been a really fascinating deep dive into the world of steroids and training.
Yeah, and I think the key takeaway is that enhanced recovery is really the game changer. It
Right.
allows you to train more frequently with higher volume and potentially higher intensity, but you have to be smart about it.
Absolutely. You need to plan your training carefully. You need to maintain proper form. You need to eat enough to support growth.
Right.
And you need to pay attention to your body's signals.
Yeah, it's not a free pass to just go nuts in the gym.
Right.
You still need to respect the basic principles of training and recovery.
Exactly.
So I guess the question is, given all these physiological changes, how does a training plan need to evolve over time when someone is using steroids?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's something that each individual needs to figure out for themselves based on their goals, their response to the compounds, and their overall health.
Yeah, it's a complex interplay of factors.
Absolutely.
And if you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Well, this has been a really thought-provoking conversation.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of ground,
We have.
and hopefully our listeners have a better understanding of how steroids can affect training.
I hope so.
All right, that's it for this deep dive.
Disclaimer: the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.